The following episode is sponsored by Number One Perry Square, Ireland's premier boutique, hotel, and spa. Visit oneperrysquare.com for more. That's oneperrysquare.com.
Hey, man.
Yo, dude, what's up? Sleep okay?
Yeah, man, and you?
Nah, dude, I'm here all night.
All right. Did you finish what was left?
Yeah, dude, I polished off the rest.
Hey, is that the new Call of Duty? Those graphics are pretty slick.
Nah, dude, it's not an Xbox game. Do you remember that robot artificial intelligence thing we were talking about over in Rob's the other night?
Yeah. Is that the thing the government paid a small fortune for?
Yeah, I managed to hack her.
What? No way!
Yeah, dude, check it out.
This is so cool.
I know, right?
Here, push up, man. Let me sit down there. Where is she?
Well, she seemed to be in recharge mode most of the night. She left her house about 20 minutes ago. I'm not sure where she's planning on going, but once I got full control, I made her take a detour.
Man, that's cool. Where did you take her?
I'm just strolling about, dude.
So, can you, like, make her do whatever you want?
Yeah, guess so. Only one way to find out.
Sweet. Make her walk back out into the street.
Sure.
Whoa, are you controlling her with the Xbox controller? Man, that's sweet. Wait, you gotta go into that pharmacy.
Where is it? I can't see it.
There, look, next to the blue building.
Oh yeah, I got it.
Ah, this is sweet. Wait. You might want to cross at the lights. Last thing we want to do is kill her.
Ha! Good call.
Hey, look at this dude. Why is it all the guys look like Conor McGregor?
Beards and ponytails are cool now, dude.
Ponytails? I thought collars up and deck shoes were cool.
Nah, dude. That was the 90s.
Oh, right, man. I think you're going the wrong way.
Oops, yep, you're right.
Make her smile and wink at that guy coming towards her.
Okay, one sec.
Ha! It worked! And he just walked straight into that bin. What a gobshite.
Why do you want to bring her into the pharmacy?
For the laugh. You know. Come on, Grandad, let's have some fun with her. Can you make her talk?
Yep. Here, use the keyboard.
Cool. This is gonna be great. Wait. Go back, man. There. Your man at the counter.
A birdie-looking bloke?
Make her go over to him.
Cool.
There. Now, stop. Okay.
Excuse me, do you have any Johnnies?
Of all the things you could have said.
We do, yeah. Is there any particular type we're looking for?
Is there a particular type we're looking for?
Ask him what he would recommend.
Brilliant.
What would you recommend?
Well, it depends on a few things.
Okay. Which one tastes the best?
Oh, dude, seriously.
Geez, well, I really wouldn't know the answer to that one.
Why not?
Well, what did your partner normally choose?
It is my first time.
All right, that would make sense.
How about these?
Oh yeah, they would do the trick all right.
Where is the fitting room, sir? Can you help me?
You want me to? I know, as much as I'd be tempted, I'd probably get the sack.
But how will I know if they are satisfactory?
Listen, walk over here a minute, for the cameras can't see me.
Okay.
Why don't you give me your number, and we can go from there.
Sure. It is 555-2368.
Dude, I know that number. Ghostbusters, right?
I know, man. What a gobshite. He's actually writing it down.
He could do with exterminating, all right.
I'll give you a call after work, so, and we might go for a drink.
Great. I'll look forward to it. Oh, I nearly forgot. I'll take these two.
Nice one. That'll be $19.99, so please. Do you have an Advantage card?
No, sorry.
Do you want to sign up for one?
It's okay.
Sure. I'll give you the student discount there. That'll be $17.99, so please, in already.
Does she have any money? We should clean her out, dude.
Good question. Wait up, there's 20 here in her purse.
There you go.
All right, and your change.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you later then.
I'll look forward to it.
By the way, I never got your name.
It's Mike, but you can call me Michelle.
Mike? Listen, I just remember I told one of the lads to drop over later. So look, I'll give you a buzz during the week or something. All right.
Hey dude, I just remembered something.
Yeah?
When I was looking through our settings a couple of hours ago, I stumbled upon a voice setting.
Oh right, what does that do?
I don't know. I'll put it up here and we can take a look.
Sounds cool, man.
I don't know what's going on here. Seems to be like 800 odd voices.
Weird. Yeah, can you large the screen? It's tough to make them out.
There you go.
There's a bunch of names. We've got Claire, Greg, Dr. Clayton, Dr. White, Landlord, Mr. Crowley, Guy in the Shop, Claire's friend Dee, Shauna, Greg's annoying hipster friend, Postman, nice neighbor, idiot neighbor.
Hold on. What was the hipster one?
Greg's annoying hipster friend.
I'll see if we can select that.
What will happen if you do? Will she call him or something?
No, dude. I think she'll become him.
Become him? What? What do you mean?
Well, her voice will become his voice. She'll start talking like him. She seems to have this built-in audio recall thing.
Oh, man. This is the best. We should totally dress her up as the worst hipster ever.
That's a great idea. Where do we get some hipster clothes? She needs a beard, too.
Look up costume shops there. We'll get her a fake beard.
Cool. We can hit Retro Rags and pick up some hipster clothes then.
Awesome, man. There. She actually looks like one of those hipster guys you'd like to punch straight in the mouth.
So, what do we do now?
Good question.
I don't know. Let's take her to Gravity Records and wreck some heads.
Great, do it, man.
Should we stock some craft beers?
Yeah. She can Instagram it to do the robots. Look. Look, check it out. That chick is checking her out. Or should I say, him out.
It's the beard, bro. You know the saying, whatever's in, gets in.
Yeah, man. Those chicks are morons, too.
Imagine, we could lace her in tattoos.
She or he would probably cause the street to flood.
I think Reality Records is down this way, anyway.
Is it not over by the farmer's market?
No, dude. It's definitely down this way. Let's see if the hipster voice works.
Okay, good call, man. Go on.
Anya returns after this short commercial break. Need a break? Why not visit Number One Parry Square, Ireland's premier boutique hotel and spa? At Number One Parry Square, your leisure is our pleasure. Unwind and relax in our contemporary Voya Spa, which includes an herbal cocoon, coal bunker sauna, aroma steam room, Irish mist showers, and a zen garden for those lazy days. The spa is located in the original vaulted basement with many modern influences on design. Based on wonderful hand-harvested seaweed, certified organic and knowledge of the local traditions of seaweed baths and seaweed treatments, Voya strives to bring you the full power of nature in its purest forms throughout our Voya treatment range. But that's not all. Number One Perry Square also boasts an impressive menu of award-winning food at our exclusive Sash restaurant. Focusing on home cooking with an extra layer of sophistication, the menu at Sash is almost like country house food in the city, showcasing simple but elegant dishes, both classic and contemporary, using old-school, time-proven techniques. With a menu that is quietly confident and traditional, but with the same contemporary twist to be found throughout all of No. 1 Perry Square. For more, visit oneperrysquare.com. That's O-N-E, perrysquare.com, Ireland's premier boutique hotel and spa. Download the Anya app today and we'll deliver every episode direct to your smartphone. The Anya app is free and available in all app stores. So what are you waiting for? Download your free Anya app today. For more, visit anyapodcast.com.
I think Reality Records is down this way anyway.
Is it not over by the farmer's market?
No, dude. It's definitely down this way. Let's see if the hipster voice works.
Okay, good call, man. Go on.
All right, man, how's things? Come here, what's that playing there?
That's the new Squirrels album. It's deadly.
Squirrels? I don't recognise that name at all, man.
I can't believe you haven't heard of them.
The name rings a bell. I think I saw something on Slap.com, was it? Some bloke was talking about them on a thread saying they were probably the best band in the world.
One of the best, one of the greatest.
I don't recognise the name now, but I'll tell you one thing. I'd be interested in hearing the album because somebody said to me, would you believe, that it was the best debut album they've ever heard in their whole life.
Well, technically it's their third. The first one was the jazz improv album on Dire Records. Then they released a 90-minute instrumental, My Fucking Brain, on the Packet In label.
Is that a post-rock album, is it?
Post-rock, post-everything, man.
That's the bleeding thing. Every time I go looking for a new band, it's post this, post that, post... Would you believe I stumbled upon a band now? I'll tell you this straight up, right? I stumbled on a band the other day, right? Now, this is between myself and yourself, right? And they were saying this was post-internet.
You don't get anything like that anymore, man. I mean, it's only the Squirrels.
That's what I was thinking when I saw the thread, because I was reading down through it now. Granted, it was 25 pages of a thread, like, but I got to the end of it, right? And the first thing I said to myself when I finished reading the thread was, this must be the greatest album of all time, like.
Probably the greatest. Are you in for Record Store Day?
I came in for Record Store Day now, but the first thing I saw when I came in was the Squirrels album, and I was just curious to know, was it worth putting my money down for it, like?
Loads of exclusive, man. The Squirrels, Metallica, Erasure, the list goes on and on.
And come here to me, I saw there now on the sign outside, it said cassette tapes from Metallica.
That's right.
Cassette tapes? I mean, I don't have a cassette player now. I haven't had a cassette player since the 90s, like.
Five tracks of Lars Ulrich greatness, man.
Sure, I suppose. Come here to me. Are you still putting on gigs here?
Time to time.
Yeah, I was looking there for something decent.
No, the business isn't there, man. There's no one coming out to these gigs anymore. No one's interested. It's only the friends of bands and people who want a party.
Well, I was looking at something there. I think it was one of your own gigs that you had advertised. It was something like a jazz three-piece with three trumpet players, was it?
And I regretted it. I'll never do it again. And you know, booking gigs is a waste of time. I've got my Record Store and Record Store Day. And I'm happy with that.
Come here to me. I was just thinking there when you said that about the booking the three trumpet players. Would you not get a decent band in with a few hits now?
I only book gigs I like.
I don't know if three blokes playing the trumpet's gonna get over with the crowd, like, you know.
Listen, if I like it, I'm going to book it.
I suppose you have your heads. You must be making a killing, man. You're telling me you're not making money after that now?
Well, I'm the boss man around here. I book the gigs, I sell the records. You come to me for Record Store Day. Now, you were asking about Metallica.
Come here, what's that Satan's Arse album like?
Oh, fucking incredible, man.
Sounds great, man, yeah.
If you like that, check this out. It's just this dude called Frederick.
Frederick? I don't know the name.
They say he was a mechanic in Chicago. Apparently he used to go down to the studio after work every night, take a shitload of heroin, and then go on these mad recording bends. Then one morning, the cops were called to his house to find his wife and kids dead in the front room. Frederick was never found, but Great Work Records managed to get a hold of the tapes, and then they released this.
Oh, Roy, I like the artwork, man. Yeah, the best of Frederick. Roy, man, yeah, sounds amazing.
This is it now. Killer record.
Listen, man, I've got to go. I've a few friends to meet, like.
Cool. Do you want to take that, so?
Nah, man, I'm good. Look, it's probably on Spotify anyway, is it?
Listen, I'll hold it here for the weekend, just in case you change your mind.
Man, look, I was looking at the pro. I don't have 30 quid to spend on it, like, sorry, bud.
What about the Curtains album?
That was so worth it.
What the? Wait, who's this lady?
What's she doing?
Anya, can you hear me?
What the fuck?
What the hell is she doing?
She's slapping her in the face, man. And she's calling her by her real name.
There's no way anyone would recognize her. She must be connected to her somehow, or have a GPS tracker or something.
Wait up, man.
Hey, what's her problem like?
Anya, it's Claire, your housemate. Can you hear me?
What's wrong with you? Are you mental or something?
Anya, why are you dressed like a man? Where'd you get that beard?
I dress how I want to dress, Roy. I'm not going to conform like everyone else. I'm unique. This beard is unique. I mean, look at me comb over. Nobody has this style.
Anya, please. You must recognize me. Wait. Show me.
What's she doing now?
She's trying to hug me or something. Screw you, lady.
Wait. Anya, where are you going?
Why you follow me, like? Get a life. And by the way, my name isn't Anya, right? It's Rafferty. Get it right, like.
Look, Anya, please, you must recognise me. What if I say the name Dr. Clayton?
I'm gonna miss me bus, like, give me a break.
Dude, she's pissed.
Anya, look, come with me, please. I can fix you.
Don't touch me. I can have you done, like. I did law in college, like.
Please, just 5 minutes. Please stop running away.
I'm sorry, I've got a media production company and a Facebook page to run. Give me a break, like.
I won't call the police if you don't stop. Wait, where are you going now?
I've changed my mind, like, I'm going this way now.
Wait, where are you going?
I'm going to get some gluten-free bread, like.
Please, give me strength.
Hey, Claire, I literally just read your message. Did you track her down?
Jesus, it's a bloody nightmare. The hackers have turned Anya into your idiot friend. One of them is bad enough.
Wait, what? Oh, come on, Rafferty's alright.
If you're deaf, dumb and blind. Well, this new Rafferty is far from alright. He, she is like a million times worse, which I never thought was possible.
What? How? What the hell?
She's very annoying.
I shouldn't laugh, no, it's not funny. But they've dressed her up in a fake beard, a cowboy hat, some sort of sheriff jacket, a badge, and a pair of spray-on jeans. She's a walking disaster.
Oh my God. Seriously though, do you want me to come and help? Oh,
I don't know, man. I just need some advice. I can't seem to get through to her. She doesn't recognise me or any of the names I seem to mention. Dr. Clayton, for example.
I don't know what the...
Why does he never charge his bloody phone?
Man, I love how we're messing with her head. She's furious.
Actually, I don't even feel like gluten bread anymore. I want to take a selfie now, like.
If you let me in on your selfie, I will stop following you and if you be. Sound good?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay, say cheese!
Now, I liked selfies before they were cool, like.
Whoa, we're gone. Damn it. Stupid woman.
What happened, man?
She must have powered her off. She looks like she's trying to get her arm around me. Maybe she hit the control panel at her back.
Oh man, we were having so much fun. Will we still have access when she turns around?
Well, now you phrase it like that, I hope so.
No, seriously, what now?
I have no idea, dude. I'll have to wait and see.
Oh my goodness! Look at the state of me! Why am I dressed like this? Did I overheat and go crazy last night?
I'm sorry, I can't stop laughing. I don't know what you're bloody like.
Claire, tell me, why am I dressed like the Rocker?
Oh, okay. Well, I was on my lunch yesterday and I got a call from Dr. Clayton. And he told me he had been hacked and he was freaking out that the hackers might be cyber terrorists.
Oh no! I hope they did not read my diaries.
You? I didn't know you were the diary type.
I take full note of the day to learn and grow and be more like the humans.
Ah, very good. Anyway, I managed to track you down with the GPS system. Anya, I have to say, I feared for my life. Oh my God, it was awful. And you know what the worst part was? When they had full control of you, I actually nearly had a heart attack.
Oh, Claire Bear, you poor doll. How did we make it back home? How are we here in one pieces?
Well, you know me, I'm a genius. While the hackers were under your control, they asked me to jump in with you for one of those feckin' selfies. When I put my arm around you, I managed to access the control panel on your back and hit the power off switch.
Wow, you are the true heroes, Claire. You deserve to be the president of Ireland. You should get the medal for being the brave woman.
Now that was the easy part. Getting you home, reinstalling the backup operating system, not so much, total nightmare.
And you, me? I had no ideas.
You know, it's funny you should mention that. When Dr. Clayton was guiding me through the installation, I asked him if you'd be different with the new operating system.
How do you mean different?
Well, Pet, you know, I thought your personality might change or you might be somewhat different.
Am I the difference?
No, not that I'm aware of. Dr. Clayton did say that the backup system was a replica of the original one that got hacked, so, you know, there's no difference.
Oh, wowsy, that is great news.
Yeah, tell me about it. In saying that, we'd be actually screwed if we weren't uploading your learned information at the end of every day, though.
This is the USB, yes?
Yeah, but don't panic. I won't read your diaries. Think of it this way. If we didn't use the USB, you'd have no idea who I was or anything. Every day you'd have would be lost. It would be like when you arrived on your first day. Can you remember that?
Yes, it rings the bell. Did we go to the A&E after crushing Shauna's fingers with the handshake?
Oh my God, we did. We won't be forgetting that day in a hurry anyway.
Claire, you know, you should take the seat and I will make you a nice breakfast because you are the heroes.
Oh, hon. It's only to be like that, it's gonna get me a mosh.
No, no, no. I insist. You can show me the dating men's site you were talking about on Wednesday. Maybe I could find the lovers of my life.